Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading for the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary and Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. But they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. It's okay. We're all tired. Sit down. My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter.
Today, my friends, on this holiest day of the year, our Lord Jesus Christ is looking out at each and every one of you, and he wants you to know how loved you are by him, that he suffered and died on the cross for all of you on this Easter of the year 2026, so that you know how truly loved you are by Jesus. And this is truly the most important day of the year. This is greater than the World Series, NBA Finals, Super Bowl, and the Academy Awards combined, okay? That doesn't even touch this. But I have to admit, if you could only read my priest group chats this morning, it's Easter, but we're tired, and maybe even a little bit grumpy. And I have to tell you, this past week has been beautiful, but it's been busy. And I've had a lot of stuff going on, not just here at Holy Family, but also in my personal life. And on Wednesday, I was feeling really overwhelmed, really, really overwhelmed. And a really good friend of mine, who deeply loves me, he's a brother priest, he said, "Let's just, for 3 hours in the evening, let's just get away for a while." And we did. And I honestly thought we were going to go to the house of prayer for priests. There's a house of prayer for priests at Los Feliz. Only priests are allowed to go there. It's kind of our escape. So we got in the car, and he brought me to a retreat center, Dodger Stadium. And I told him, I said, "This is Holy Week. Do you know how bad this looks? It's Wednesday of Holy Week." He goes, "Don't worry about it." So I want to thank the 7 families from Holy Family who saw me on Holy Wednesday. Right? And I was there, and Benito was something, that place I deeply love. And as I was there, I kind of got my spark back a little bit. I was there with another priest. I was able just to take care of me for a little bit. And there was a beautiful vision out there in Dodger Stadium, a new 2025 World Series championship, right? And you know, we'll get another one this year, so we'll be back to back to back. And it made me think, as disciples of Jesus, when we come into our church, we don't need to hang up championship banners. We have something far greater, my friends. The victory is ours. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And that is the greatest victory the world has ever seen, will ever know. And because you are here today and believe in Jesus, you belong to him, and you are a victor as his disciple of Christ. So what is our Lord telling us today at this holiest day of the year, Easter Sunday? He is first of all telling us the tomb is empty. When Jesus rose from the dead, he got out of the tomb and he moved forward. He's teaching us today, do not live in the past. No matter what you've gone through, no matter what pain and suffering, that's done. It's how we respond to it. Now today is called Resurrection Sunday. Today is not called Revenge Sunday. Jesus did not go back and try to get revenge on those who hurt him. He moved forward. And that's what we're called to do with our life too. So get out of the tomb. Quit living in the past. Quit blaming everybody for all of your problems. And live in the joy of the day. The stone has been rolled away. Jesus got out of the tomb. He's cleared the obstacles for all of us. And yet he's looking at you today on this Easter. And he knows what you're going through. He knows your struggles. He knows your pain. He knows your suffering. And if you're sitting here today on this Easter and life is overwhelming for you, know that the Lord walks with you always. And there's nothing that you go through in life that you ever do it alone, because Jesus is walking with you on that road to heaven together. Our Lord is telling us, I love this gospel. As you know, the women were the first to see Jesus, and then you see the apostles. And I always joke here at Holy Family, if I make an announcement, within 5 minutes, all of South Pasadena knows. So can you imagine the joy that they felt? They experienced the risen Lord. And on this Easter Sunday, Jesus is asking you to be filled with his joy, the joy of the resurrection. So when we see people, to greet them, to smile at them, to treat people with respect, to reach out. And your life is a gift from God, my friend. And you have an opportunity every single day to make people around you feel loved. So do not hold back as a disciple. You belong to him. Your championship has been claimed. But it's up for you now to bring the good news of Jesus to each other. And I also want you to know, if you're going to be grumpy, find another church. I'm not joking. I want you to be on fire for your faith. We have enough grouchy Catholics. Something beautiful is happening in the church right now. Catholicism's in. I'm not joking. 8,600 new Catholics in the Archdiocese of LA of us last night. Young people are coming back. Authentic Catholicism sells. The truth has always been there. And our Lord's not asking us to water down our faith, but rather bring our faith and the good news to other people. He tells us on this Easter Sunday, peace be with you. Repeat that, please.
Peace.
Nowhere in Scripture does it say, may anxiety be with you. May stress be with you. May you be overwhelmed and make everybody miserable every day. Peace be with you. And we can only have peace in our hearts if we know the Prince of Peace, who is Jesus Christ. Our world is troubled right now. We see an immoral war going on. Economic pressure. Immoral political leaders at times. And the list can go on and on and on. But you know what? I have found my parishioners who listen to Jesus the most are at peace. The victory's been won. Those who are stressed the most, sometimes their religion becomes their political party. Sometimes their religion could be their sports team. And Jesus is saying, listen to me. Yes, the world's going to be troubling, but he's already won the victory for us. And if we know that heaven awaits us, no matter what we face or what's going on, let all these people think that they have power. At the end of the day, it's Jesus Christ, and it's how we treat each other. We're called to be holy disciples. That is the greatest title that we'll ever have. So I ask you on this Easter Sunday, I want you to answer loud and with conviction, okay? This is my fourth Mass in a row, so you better answer loud. This is my last one. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, yes or no?
Yes.
It's about time you listen to me. So because you've said yes, this is what you've gained today: eternal life in heaven. You will be with Jesus one day in heaven. The forgiveness of your sins. And our Lord is telling us today, do not be a victim. Do not be a victim, blaming everybody for your problems. Be a victor for the Lord. Rise up, practice your faith, and because you believe in him, you will be in heaven with all of your family and friends one day. My friends, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Bow your heads and thank Jesus for all that he's done for you.